Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we looking at today?
Well, today it's all about Daily Bio Basics from Life Plus.
Okay, I've heard of that one. Lots of ingredients.
You got it. Over 115, actually all-in-one supplement powder.
Wow, and it's supposed to do what exactly? Like everything?
Pretty much. They're marketing it as a one-stop shop for boosting your overall wellness. Claims to be vegetarian-friendly, no artificial stuff, all natural approach.
Sounds promising, but with that many ingredients, I'm kind of curious what's actually in there.
Me too. And that's exactly what we're going to break down today. So if you're looking for ways to enhance your health naturally, this deep dive might be right up your alley.
Let's get into it then. Over 115 ingredients. That's a lot to unpack.
Right. Where do we even begin with this thing?
Well, they call it a powerhouse blend, right? So maybe let's start there. What are the key ingredients and what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, good idea. Let's see. Here we go. They talk a lot about starting with a foundation of high-quality fiber. They even specify the type, but I won't bore you with the details.
Unless it's, like, super special fiber.
It's not. Mm-hmm. But what is interesting is how they emphasize that most people don't get enough fiber.
Yeah, it's true. I remember when I first started really learning about nutrition, I was surprised how important fiber is.
Right. I used to think it was just about, you know, regularity.
Totally. Keep things moving.
Yeah, exactly. But then you learn about the gut microbiome and how crucial fiber is for overall health.
Yeah, it's like a whole ecosystem in there. And fiber feeds the good bacteria.
Mm.
And a healthy gut is linked to so many things. Immune system, mental health.
It's amazing how interconnected it all is.
For sure. So yeah. High quality fiber. Good start. Yeah. What else is in this powerhouse blend?
Okay, so moving on from the fiber foundation, we have a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. Zinc, magnesium, calcium, chromium, selenium. They even list the percentages of your daily recommended intake for each one.
They love percentages, but that's helpful, I guess. Shows they're at least putting decent amounts in there. What about those phytonutrients they mention? Something like 35 fruits, vegetables, and 20 herbs.
Yeah, that part always throws me off a bit. Like, what exactly are phytonutrients and why do we need them in a supplement? Can't you just eat an apple?
Well, technically, yes. But phytonutrients are powerful little compounds found in plants. They're what give fruits and vegetables their color, and they have a ton of health benefits.
So, like, the more colorful your plate, the better.
Pretty much. And each color usually signals a different type of phytonutrient, like lycopene, the red pigment in tomatoes that's linked to a reduced risk of certain cancers.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then you've got flavonoids, which are in berries and tea, and they're known for their antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. So even if you are eating plenty of fruits and veggies, it's hard to get the full spectrum of phytonutrients. A supplement like Daily Bio Basics could help bridge some of those gaps.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got fiber, vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients. Anything else? Oh, they talk a lot about energy levels. Like, this stuff is supposed to give you a boost.
Did they slip some caffeine in there?
I don't think so. They focus on B vitamins, particularly B2, B6, and B12. Something about them being essential for converting food into energy.
Oh, right, right. They're involved in energy-yielding metabolism, so it's not like a quick hit of energy, but more about supporting your body's natural processes.
Exactly. Which is probably better in the long run, right?
Yeah, definitely. Sustainable energy rather than a sugar rush and crash.
Now, one thing that caught my eye was that Daily Bio Basics is suitable for vegetarians.
Oh, interesting. Why do they highlight that?
I'm not sure, but it made me think about how vegetarians, especially vegans, sometimes need to be mindful of certain nutrients.
Right, like vitamin B12, which is mainly found in animal products.
Yep. And iron from plants isn't absorbed as easily as iron from meat.
True. So Daily Bio Basics includes both B12 and iron, which could be helpful for vegetarians.
Yeah, definitely something to consider if you're following a plant-based diet. But of course, this is all just about supporting overall nutritional intake, right?
Exactly. Not replacing a balanced diet or treating deficiencies.
Always good to reiterate that. Now, I'm curious about how this all connects back to someone with diabetes, especially with all the talk about overall wellness and blood sugar and stuff.
Yeah, that's an important question. First things first, this is not a diabetes treatment and it shouldn't replace prescribed medications. But some ingredients, like fiber, can help regulate blood sugar levels.
Oh, how does that work?
Fiber slows down sugar absorption so you don't get those rapid spikes and crashes in blood sugar.
Oh, I see. Like a more gradual release of energy.
Exactly. And they also mention chromium, which is a mineral that can improve insulin sensitivity.
Right. Chromium. I remember reading something about that.
So while Daily Bio Basics isn't a diabetes solution, it might offer additional support for people who are managing their blood sugar levels.
Interesting. So we've covered a lot of ground here. It seems like Daily Bio Basics has a lot going for it, but I keep thinking, even with all these amazing ingredients, how much of that goodness can our bodies actually absorb and use?
The age-old question of bioavailability.
Bioavailability, right. It's not just about the quantity of nutrients, but also how much our bodies can actually access and use, right?
Exactly. It's like having a fancy sports car but no keys to start it.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
So what affects bioavailability?
It's complicated, but things like the form of the nutrient, other ingredients, and even your individual gut health can all play a role. Like, some forms of iron are absorbed better than others, you know?
So just because a supplement is packed with ingredients, it doesn't mean your body will benefit from all of them.
Precisely. And that's why researching and understanding bioavailability is so important when evaluating any supplement.
Okay, so with Daily Bio Basics, while it does seem to offer a convenient way to boost your intake of various nutrients, it's essential to keep in mind that bioavailability plays a crucial role. There might be other, potentially more effective ways to get these nutrients, and maybe even in forms that your body absorbs better.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So if you're considering Daily Bio Basics, I encourage you to really explore different dietary sources, compare them to the supplement, and see what truly aligns with your personal wellness goals. We've included links in the show notes where you can learn more about Daily Bio Basics and bioavailability. So check those out and keep on learning. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.